Tyndale Audio presents The Good Life by Charles Colson and Harold Fickett from Tyndale House Publishers. I'm Todd McLaren. This is a book about the good life. Not the good life touted in Budweiser commercials or on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous or MTV Cribs, but the good life that you and I want to live when we reflect about what really matters. What makes life worth living? Why am I here? What's my purpose? How can my life be meaningful? These are questions on everyone's mind, both at times of crisis and underneath the surface of daily events. For most of us, life is messy and confusing, filled with paradoxes. We wake up in the night worrying about our jobs, our kids, or the best-laid plans, which suddenly unravel due to the pressures of living in our high-tech, fast-moving world. One day we seem to have things under control. The next day we get steamrollered by events. If you haven't experienced this, please write me. You would be the first person I know to have life altogether. As I was editing the final draft of this manuscript, I had an eye-opening experience which illustrates how this book may help us make sense out of life and cope with its frustrations. My daughter Emily and her son Max were home with Patty and me for Christmas. Emily is the single mother of a 14-year-old autistic son. Autistic kids can be loving and wonderful, but they demand special attention because of the problems they have communicating and cognitively processing information. They especially need order and certainty in their lives. When Max arrives at our house, he immediately checks the closet for his toys, scans the pictures on the wall, and tries the appliances. If anything has changed from his last visit, he is visibly distressed. Any unusual noises or changes in a day's schedule can provoke the kind of tantrums common to autistic kids. Meltdowns, as Emily calls them, are serious events to be avoided. At age 14, Max's meltdowns can be cyclones. I've watched Emily help Max through his struggles. One evening, we had an unexpected visitor, and Max began to frown and become agitated. Because autistic kids can process information better if they see it rather than just hear it, Emily often uses her artistic gifts to help Max see events through pictures. As she sensed Max's distress that evening, she immediately sat down with him and began sketching simple line drawings, one after another, each in its separate graphic box, like a comic strip. She was providing Max with an explanation for the changes he had witnessed. This man, the visitor, worked with Grandpa. He was also a friend who occasionally took Grandpa fishing. See the boat? See the sunshine? He just brought by a Christmas gift. See the box and its wrapping and the big bow? Max calmed down. Emily's words and pictures helped him make sense of what he was seeing and experiencing, in the same way that an instruction manual can make sense of assembling a bike or inserting a graphics card into a computer. The more Max understands, the less prone he is to become confused and distressed. As I watched Emily, I thought, of course, this is what we all need, a manual for how things work when our own cognitive abilities leave us bewildered and our coping skills have reached their limit. All of us are like Max at times. We can't figure out what's happening to our world, why we're feeling tense and frustrated. So we throw our own kind of tantrum. We gossip or assert our superiority. We get drunk or have an affair. We go on a credit card shopping spree. We irritate the boss until he's obliged to fire us. We thrash around in the face of a world that we can't understand and can't manage. The many ways people act out prove what a challenge life is. Our difficulty in understanding how the world works and how we fit into it has been aggravated, I believe, by the false expectations our culture breeds. We are like people trying to go up the down escalator. We huff and puff and go nowhere. The problem is, the culture is pushing one way, and we haven't figured out it's the wrong direction. When we ask the basic questions about our purpose and meaning, we receive false answers. Our attempts to live by these misleading answers inevitably leave us angry and terrified.